So now let's talk about data dematerialization. So what means that data access is open to all the users. So all access passed to data means that the employees have information. They need to make business decisions with a solid foundation, and they can create visualization that they need to communicate those business decisions to company leadership. So we have data democratization, where what we talk about is basically the data that needs to be used for analysis, or that is specifically to be used for the business data visualization purposes, is basically open to all the users. So all the users who have, all the employees who need to work on the data, have the information that is available to them. Which what it does is, when since the data is available, it gives the employees more stronger foundation so that they can easily now make visualization, study the trends in the data, and then present those decisions or present those visualizations to the company decision makers or the company leadership. No code or low code solutions are a central component of enabling a company's employees to create their own data analysis and visualizations. Open DataSoft provides a no code data experience platform to companies around the world. This is what we were talking about, no code or low code solutions. Like when we went on to Tableau and Power BI, we said these are basically no code solutions, where all I need to do is just drag and drop the options on the GUI, and I would be able to quickly connect data and visualize data. One other such tool is Open DataSoft, which again provides a no code data experience platform. Then you have real-time visualization and analysis. So gaining insights from data in real-time provides companies with a concrete advantage over the competitions. Organizations with real-time data visualization can make strategic decisions quicker, manage risk more effectively, and recognize emerging opportunities earlier than other companies. So today, with everything moving so fast, it is very important that even though we rely a lot on the historical data, it's also understand that to stay ahead of the competition, I'm also able to analyze data in real time. So visualize, analyze the data in real time is also something that I'm easily able to do to gain insights. We always say that if the window of opportunity closes, I will not be able to gain out of that opportunity or use that opportunity in the right way. For that, it becomes very important for organization to study data in real time. From market perspective, yes, but this becomes even more critical when you look at it from a security perspective, to know what threats at, if there was a window to mitigate the threat that probably existed. Business users can also design dashboards that combine real-time data with historical data to provide a more, even more powerful analysis. So year over year, it's also very important to understand that along with historical data, when I'm looking at combining real-time data, there has to be some basis for this combination to happen or this merging to happen. It could mainly be maybe a customer ID or a unique identifier that helps us merge both the data together. Only then can I be able to create visualizations that give me a more real-time data along with historical data. Real-time visualization is especially important in industries like the logistics and the shipping sectors, and it's captured and presented via a dynamic dashboard. Visualizations can combine real-time data from several sources to create current locations, expected delivery times, and potential problems associated with shipment. So real-time data can help us in a lot of ways. It will help us understanding logistics, shipping setups. It is understanding how capturing and presenting the data in dynamic dashboards. Real-time, again, like I said, if I want to know where is the product exactly, what is the delivery time and potential problems that are associated with shipments. Don't we all do that with the Uber apps, the Ola apps, or the food delivery apps, where you can continuously track where your order is, where is the status of your order, and on a map where exactly is the delivery person when it comes to your order. So This can only be done when I have a dynamic dashboard or some real-time data that is being added to the historical data for that purpose. Animated and interactive data visualization give the viewer an opportunity to understand how data points have changed over a period of time. It enables creators to tell stories and illustrate points without having to do excessive text. Animated visualization also stand out among other digital content and engage viewers better than static visualizations or text. Today, anything that is more dynamic, more interactive, is something that gains from the user. You will see nowadays even ads are getting more creative or interactive, where you can actually play a demo of the game so that you would go and install the app in a simple ad that is there, especially if you're watching the ad on a smartphone or on a tablet. What would happen is you would have the data, understand how it basically helps people to connect with the content and maybe even use the content. So the same thing that we are talking about here will apply to the visualizations also. Data interactive visualization, basically visualizations that tell a story, and will all add on to the excessive text, or will all add on to grabbing the attention of the viewer. The latest visual animation to provide an increased understanding of data. The other thing which also we'll talk about is basically creating a story around the contents. So users can click on a map point to access data and study information. They can also filter the visualization by event, research, findings, year of event, and other metrics. This interactive data visualization gives users the opportunity to explore large trends and drill down into specific research studies. Then video visualization. So when we spoke about instead of doing static visualization, we spoke about doing animated visualization, and now we'll talk about video visualization, which is also the fast growing visualization trends in 2023. It shows, so a recent study revealing that 67% of the users prefer to learn about a new product or service via video than text or images. The potential impact of a creative commercial or the attractive capacity of a music video are well known, but even simple videos can capture your attention better than other forms of media. Then that's what I said, that if I would rather than watching a game ad, where I can play the game is a better concept for me to do things, or it showing me how the game has to be played creates more attention and creates more curiosity in the user to be able to, rather than anything else. In addition to being more engaging, videos are more effective for learning and retention. The same study found that participants who received a video and answered questions 323 times percent better than those who had a text guide only. These factors mean video infographics and commercials highly promising tools for customer retention and business strategy. While they explore application is being explored, video visualization has the potential to revolutionize data visualization in the years to come. Even right now, when you see more YouTube video being created, you see more videos that are created on Instagram, you see reels being promoted, reels being created, and then now you have YouTube Shorts. Basically, depending on the length of the content, long content or short content, and how I can engage the users better. You would also find that a lot of people are now using video, like y'all are using video, to understand what is the text that is being done and what is the information that is being passed on. So I would rather listen to a short video that will summarize the entire book for me, rather than reading the entire content from my book that is available. So these becomes new business strategies, promising tools that help with customer retention. So video visualization, it can completely revolutionize the data. Now let's look at the data visualized trends in social media. Data visualization and animation are especially prevalent in social media posts. Brands are utilizing visualization to stand out in a sea of text. So gone are the days when people used to read content, used to read blog posts to get on to understand what the trends are and all. And it's very obvious because we say a picture speaks a thousand words. So now we are going more into visualizations and animation and media, video visualization better. Storytelling is what is coming up next with the visual content, where you basically weave a story around the entire content. Searches for social media engagement jumped in 2022. Visual content, especially visualization like infographics, is widely shared on social media. Infographics are shared more than other content types on social media. When you had more of, when we are talking about social media, what we can talk about is when we had Facebook and other things, the social media engagement used to be more of text. As we shifted more to Instagram, we started engaging more into images. And there is Twitter, which is, and Threads, which is barely a text website. And most of it, people are not engaging in textual activities right now. They are trying to go on to more to video. Even in stories, I would rather see a video than see a text or an image for that matter. Voxel's data visualization of the ozone layer features a simple eye-catching design. This visualization explains the impact of daylight saving time. So, do you see what is happening? Everyone who wants to create, show some content or create some information even is going on to more of videos, using that as a better explanation so people can see the impact. So you also see that more videos are being recorded, more media is being created. So it gives a better understanding of the entire scenario that is occurring, and it is visually appealing to the eye and better obviously in connecting and understanding the content. Organizations and individuals are using high quality data, eye-catching visuals to tell consumers that they are trustworthy experts in their field. The types of visualization can also build credibility for brands. So the more eye-catching my visualization is, so if my visualization stands out from my competitors, there are people who are going to get onto my brand more. And also, if my content or the kind of visualizations I use are high quality, they would also build more credibility for my brand or build my brand better. This visualization uses an engaging headline and a clear line graph to show the data. Data storytelling, this is what we have been even talking about right now. An emerging trend in the field of journalism is making a combination of text, data, and visuals to make a story more powerful. This type of reporting is called storytelling. Searches for storytelling are up by nearly 161% in the past 5 years. Mistrust in the media, increased amounts of data, and consumers' desire for immersive digital aid are feeding into the trend. News outlets are using data storytelling to represent factual stories and other attra also attract internet users who have thousands of choices when it comes to getting their news. So a lot of content has to do with data storytelling. I want to basically, so because stories are easier to remember, and now as the we say that in the Gen Z, basically what is happening is your attention level is decreasing. So to hold the attention of the users, data storytelling also becomes extremely important. That means whether I want to communicate a point or a theory or anything, I will go into factual stories so that I can attract the internet users. We would start with what was the problem, what can it get, and how it can be solved. So this is the kind of choices you see people across journalism also beginning to make. So Financial Times published a story in June 2022 that relied on data story to reveal the truth about space debris, using charts, graphs, simulations, and other visualization to tell a story about the dangers of space debris. DataWrapper is one of the top tools that used to embed graphics and build visualization. Search volume of DataWrapper is going very fast. by creating a story to go along with the data and visualization, business users can emphasize specific highlights and bring the data to life in a matter of minutes, which I've been talking about during the entire duration of this course. Gartner predicts that this trend will continue well into the future, with storytelling becoming the most widespread way to consume data analytics by 2025. You will also notice that a lot of trainers and teachers are going into business storytelling, data storytelling. So it is the difference between audience action and the audience confusion. AI and ML based visualization. So one of the top trends in data visualization is the integration of AI and machine learning. These technologies will continue to play a critical role in developing high quality visualizations. Now you also see a lot of Gen AI based or generative AI based visualizations that are already working their way into the market, because we have been using visualization for such a long period of time. That's now become a common thing to use Gen AI for, or Gen AI can learn and prepare visualizations of its own. With the help of AI, businesses can accurately categorize data, especially customer feedback, in real time and according to specific demand, eliminate the need for manual interpretation. The only need I will probably have for manual interpretation is with a voiceover or with just text flashing through. But otherwise, you can already categorize data, put consumer feedback, everything in real time into a visualization. As technology continues to evolve, and AI and machine learning will remain an essential part of data visualization, because we are dealing with large amounts of data, it becomes extremely important that we need AI and ML to basically make the sense of this data and now create informative visuals for me. Mobile friendly visualization. So now everything has to be mobile friendly. That's the reason we spoke about the EDA tools also. Something like a Python or Jupyter notebook can help me with a web page based interactive. But if I have to go into mobile based, I will need to go into something like Tableau, Power BI, or an open source tool. The constantly evolving way in which people access the internet has a significant impact on data visualization trend. Mobile devices accounted for more than 70% share of internet access, making it a massive market share. It is crucial to recognize that data visual is not limited to in-house team, as it has been used to reduce customer churn, enhance customer loyalty, and attract new customers. Visualization have tremendous power, and businesses need to harness this power to achieve their goals. In 2023, the trend for mobile and social visualization continues to grow, whether it is existing or potential users keeping up with your company's offering on social media, your website, on an online review platform. Mobile compatible data visualization is crucial. To stay ahead of the competition, it is crucial to lead the race in a mobile data visualization, which is an easy yet critical step. Now again, we talk about automated exploratory data analysis, which is more has to do with again ML and AI. So with the power of AI and ML, automated is reality. Identifying, collecting, transforming data is the foundation of ML. According to a Forbes survey, data preparation accounts for approximately 80% of the time spent in developing a viable ML model. So we are trying to build ML models for everything. If you go and look at the Netflix case study on ML, you will know that probably right from the thumbnail to recommendation engine to what is the next hit for my web series is all decided by an ML tool. Many customers face several challenges during the model operationalization phase to accelerate the journey from model conceptualization to productionization. Quite often, models are built and deployed using poor quality, underrepresentative data samples, which leads to more iterations and more manual effort in the data preparation. In one of the chapters, we have studied that data science today are quite rare. Even to build a model, the first thing is you have to pre-process the data, which people do not understand, and also which is a knowledge that is available with data scientists. And in addition to being able to pre-process the data, clean out the data. I'm selecting the right model for my data. That is also only with the EDA I will be able to understand which is the right model that will work to understand the trends in my data. So what happens is, if I do not spend time in data preparations, I'm going to have more iteration with my model. My model is not going to be right, and basically the data is not going to be right. Repeating what I've said earlier, garbage in is garbage out. This leads to expert data scientists and practitioners spending enormous time understanding the generating valuable insight prior to building the models. Exactly what we spoke about right now. The low code and no code tools like Amazon SageMaker, Data Wrangler, AWS Glue, DataBrew, Amazon SageMaker, Canvas to assist with data feature engineering are now available. Real-time data analytics is essential to innovation that enables companies to act quickly on data. The key advantages of adaptive analytics in the business can make choices based on real-time data with incredibly high accuracy. We just spoke about real-time data sometime back and the real-time data analytics. Just let's quickly go through this also. Real-time analyzes the input using machine learning algorithms and other automated technologies to convert an incoming data stream into usable information. It helps businesses lower risk, save money, and learn about their staff, clients, and overall financial health. It can forecast when a device will fail, alerting the operation team before it occurs and is employed when time is of essence. Two types, on-demand and continuous. On-demand is new insights only when you ask for it, and that can happen when a user or a program asks a question. Continuous is where you're continuously getting data and from other programs, and basically you can react as soon as the data is produced. Importance of real-time data analytics. Business decide wisely when on a based on available information rapidly. Real-time data helps organizations react in real-time to market or client behavior changes. Firms identify and address problems before they become significant problems. So a lot of uses to real-time data analytics. Delivery of individualization and pertinent information could enhance the client experience. Like I said, one search on Google and it pops up on all your social media platforms, making sure you buy the product, or continuously keeps popping up once you've seen a product. That is real-time data analytics. Identifying and correcting bottlenecks and other inefficiencies in real-time can increase operational efficiency. Offering information on market trend and consumer behavior might aid in firms remaining competitive. Seeing possible problems or threats in real-time could enhance risk management. Giving firms correct information on resource use could aid in resource optimization. Availability, enhance product development by giving real-time input on effectiveness and satisfaction of the product. Help businesses find new chances for development or innovation in real-time. So you could have machines conking off or machines not working, getting an update that this could go wrong with the machine. We could take preventive measures to fix that before even going on defensive state where the machine is already gone and you're basically losing out on information. Use cases of real-time data analytics. So what are the use cases we have? Social media networks user real-time to examine user behavior, identify unwanted and improve user experience. Manufacturing industry use monitoring to production lines and identify problems, exactly what we spoke about. Patient health abnormalities and patient outcomes. So it can even come to the extent where I can predict the patient health and understand that something is not right and maybe take a call on the what medicines that need to be given patient beforehand before the seriousness or the emergency situation arises. Monitor stock prices, detects fraudulent activity, and make trending decisions based on current market information. Stores use it to check product quantity, find trends, and improve customer experience. We know that because you would go to maybe a bookstore and they would check if the book is even in stock. because every time you scan it, it is debited from the quantity. Application makers apply real-time data analytics to include real-time analytic databases in their products, giving clients quick access to data insights. Real-time data are applied in transportation to improve safety and plan paths and watch traffic. Companies use real-time to get insight into consumer behavior, spot abnormalities, and make data-driven choices in real-time. Benefits: personalization, enhancing customer experience, improve corporate agility, improve campaign effectiveness of operation, customer comprehension, acquisition, retention, and making better decisions. Delivering insights to help firms in making choices more quickly and effectively, generating fresh business possibilities, assess and manage SEX performance more effectively, predicting behavior, seeing the potential for any problems in the CX in real time. CX is nothing but customer experience, modifying CX program and enhancing security of client data, enhancing corporate performance and competitive advantage or decision making. So everything can be done in real time. What are the challenges that we see to real time data analytics? Vagueness of the phrase and the contradicting criteria from different interpretations of the term. Substantial issues in real-time analytics. Validity of the data. Rapid ongoing data processing can be necessary for real-time data analytics. Implies real-time decision making, which can be difficult for businesses accustomed to data-driven choices in real-time. Can be costly, especially for firms without the use to invest in essential infrastructure and technology. Okay, I'm going to specially talk about the last point here because the rest of it we've spoken about over a period of this chapter. Because investing in real-time data analytics, because the size of the incoming data is so huge, you need special hardware, special software to add special people to work on this, and at times it could be costly even for one time for smaller firms and organizations to invest in that kind of infrastructure and technology. So that is one of the critical challenges to real-time data analytics, because then they also lose on the opportunity window. Complicated and time-consuming data integration. That's what I said. We have to analyze the data. Earlier in the chapter, we were talking about how we can integrate the data from several sources. Professional team, solid infrastructure, and big data, real-time secure storage and transport to avoid breaches and cyber attacks, which is again becoming a concern. So these are all our real-time versus near real-time data analytics. Real-time means process data as soon as it's generated, within hours or even if it's within minutes, it becomes near real-time analytics. Measured in second, can be delayed by minutes or hours. Data is current and up to date. Data is slightly outdated. Even today, minutes data is considered outdated. Used when immediate action is required, such as financial or real-time monitoring. Operational intelligence or IT systems is unnecessary. Provide up-to-date information on immediate action. Faster in batch processing can provide more timely insights. More complex and extensive than real-time or batch processing, it can offer some current information suitable for time-sensitive applications. So even especially when you come to security, you would need to go to real-time analytics, not even near real-time analytics. Thank you.